Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome in Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, the Heisman Trophy's coming up, and the three finalists are all quarterbacks, Tua Tagovailoa, Kyler Murray, and Dwayne Haskins.
Is this the first?
I keep going Dennis Haskins on Dwayne Haskins because of Mr. Belden.
Right. I'm sure there's going to be one very recently where I said, how can you be such an idiot? You forget. But is this one of the ones where, like, going into Saturday, I really have no clue who's going to win?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the, I mean, was Baker Mayfield a lock last year? I'm trying to remember.
Yes.
He was.
Yes. I can't remember, you know, how close these were over the past decade or so.
All right, here we go. Let's look them up, shall we?
But to me, I mean, you could make a legitimate case for all three, the three that are going to be in New York.
Right.
There's no doubt about it.
And I thought I heard yesterday that the favorite now is actually Kyler Murray.
Yes. And of course, there are jackholes who vote. I think they got 10% of their votes were turned in before Saturday.
Yeah, those jackholes.
Seriously, why would you do that?
The winner 2 years ago was Derrick Henry from Alabama, who got 65% of the vote. 2011, RG3 won it. He got 60% of the vote.
Oh, those are the closest ones?
I'm just looking at it. 2009, Mark Ingram won it. He got 46% of the vote, 47% of the vote. So maybe that would be the one.
It's weird because 3 weeks ago, everybody thought Tua was a lock.
It was a lock.
It was a lock.
Yeah.
But if I was voting, I'd vote for Kyler Murray. And I know the detractors would say, well, you know, yeah, he has great stats, 70% completion, 40 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, over 4,000 yards, but he's playing against crap defenses. That's the detractors. He's playing in the, you know, the Big 12. However, I just think because he's multifaceted, he averages 7.3 yards a carry. He's got 11 rushing touchdowns as well, that I think that trumps anything that Haskins and Tua does in my mind. And also, I hate to use like my criteria like for most valuable as opposed to just the best. You could probably say this for Haskins too, but without Kyler Murray, Oklahoma probably wins 5 games. You could probably say that about Haskins too. I get that. But Tua, Jalen Hurts, not just because of what we saw Saturday, was still a pretty damn good quarterback. If Tua doesn't play, and he's got Alabama still wins. Now, if you're going to go stats, Jamie, the arguments for Tua are, so, well, you know what? If he actually played, he's so good and that team was so good, he never had to play in the fourth quarter. His stats, if he played full games, would be off the charts.
Right.
But I'd go with Kyler Murray.
Okay. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136 is the phone number. Who do you think should win the Heisman this year? And if it's somebody who's not a finalist, feel free. I mean, all you Chase Winovich fans out there.
Now, Minshew, the quarterback from Washington State.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought he should have at least been invited to New York.
If I had a vote, I would vote for Dwayne Haskins. And I will admit it has a lot to do with familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
Having watched a lot of him in the last 2 weeks against Michigan and Northwestern. And here's my reason. And I don't think you can go wrong with any of these.
No, guys. Either do I.
I think any of the three, if they were to win, I'd say, well, I'm not gonna lose sleep. What? Kyler Murray? I mean, Kyler Murray is unbelievable. My detractor to him is that not only is he doing it against crap defenses, he's doing it on a team with a crap defense. So he gets like multiple chances.
Good point.
Like he's out there running for a touchdown, throwing for a touchdown. It's like 2 minutes later, he's back out there again. And the games are all track meets, so they require him. It's like it kind of supports your Tua point. If Tua had the same opportunities that Kyler did, he'd be putting up the same stats as Kyler because I think he's every bit as good as a player.
Now, granted, Oklahoma's defense might be trash, but your Haskins Buckeyes, they went through a stretch where their defense was trash as well.
I know, and that's why I like Haskins is that he has done it. He's put up the gaudy numbers, And he also, he's had to do it in the fourth quarter. He's had to do it in crunch time. He's had to, you know, snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. And, you know, maybe he's the only one who really had a clunker of the bunch, you know, against Purdue. And so maybe the standards are so high that you're not allowed to have a clunker. But I can tell you from watching him, and Michigan fans know this too, he is the type of quarterback, kind of like, I guess, Breeze or maybe Rodgers, where he drops back to pass, and in your head, the clock is going. And the moment the clock gets past a certain point, you're like, we're screwed. You know what
True.
I mean? If he's given 2 seconds, maybe once he's given that third second, you know you're screwed because you know he's going to find the open receiver.
But does he have that advantage that he has all that time to throw the ball?
Well, yeah, number one. And number two, he's got a slew of receivers
Correct.
Who get open.
Yeah.
But, man, he hits.
Maybe a way to answer this is to put the quarterbacks on other teams. Like, switch the quarterbacks
right.
around. And what do you think they would do? Where do you think they'd be at? I think one thing going for Murray is that they lost Rodney Anderson, their starting running back, very early in the year, and the offense didn't really skip a beat.
Yeah.
True. You could put Kyler Murray, I think, on any of them because of his running ability.
I think Tua
can run as well, but not,
I'm
you know.
Not sure Bama's undefeated with Kyler Murray.
I'm not sure Oklahoma is where they are with Haskins because
right.
Murray does everything.
Right.
Haskins can't do what Murray
I think
do.
Murray's more versatile than either of them.
Right.
And that's
that's
the reason I put him in there because of his rushing stuff.
Mm-hmm. But do you think Ohio State is 12-1 with either Murray or Tua?
I think Ohio State could be undefeated with Tua.
Really?
Yeah. And my answer initially, well, I've just switched by coming up with that question. It changes things in my mind.
But putting Kyler Murray with Urban Meyer and that offense, he could flourish there too.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Who is your Heisman winner? Here's an interesting text that I think actually it supports my argument, but I just a simple sentence. I'm just going to read it. Haskins lit up the number one defense in the country.
Okay, that's true.
It is true, and people just toss that aside because what do they say?
They played like crap.
No, they just say the Michigan defense was overrated.
Yes.
Right? Michigan went from being the best defense in America to overrated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, fair. And maybe they are. Maybe they totally are. Or maybe Dwayne Haskins is so flippin' good that he made them look overrated.
See, I don't think so. Most of the passes in the Michigan game to me were like, guys were wide open. He didn't make anything. He had better passes to me when he came in for Barrett against Michigan last year. There was one where he just lobbed it over. But,
yeah.
I mean, against Michigan, those guys were wide open, and a lot of their passes were on these short little crossing routes that the Michigan couldn't keep up with their receivers. He was great, but he didn't do anything. He said, oh, my God, how did he do that? Well, he had all day to throw.
Mm-hmm.
Rashawn Gary and, you know, Winovich were nowhere near him, and he threw open guys.
I have no reason to believe that Tua wouldn't have duplicated Haskins' performance.
I agree with you.
Okay, that's fair. But could Haskins do down in Alabama with that defense, that offensive line, the power of the Alabama program? Don't you think Haskins could have done that down there?
Yeah, I actually do.
Probably.
You know, it's just subjective opinion.
Yes.
I think Tua is just a little bit better. It goes to what Stoney said. He hits people in stride just a little bit better. It's not to rip apart Haskins. If I were an QB needy team in the NFL right now, I would do anything to get my hands on Dwayne Haskins.
I would.
And so I think highly of him.
Yeah. I'm very curious to hear what his future is with Urban Meyer leaving. Now, obviously, Ryan Day is his guy.
I think he would have left anyway.
Oh, you think he's gone?
I think so.
Oh,
I think he's one of these QBs that things haven't, in these mocks, haven't adjusted yet, where they have him lower than he's going to end up being.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I think he's a top five pick. I do, too.
Some ticket texts. Hey, Einsteins. I think that's us, Stoney and Gov. If Tua had to play more in the fourth quarter, he probably wouldn't have put up the stats he did in the first three. You guys are brilliant.
that is right.
No, but it's also
why's he got to insult us?
No, because I think that's actually I disagree with him because that's exactly what Kyler Murray did. Kyler Murray put up same stats as Tua in the first three quarters, but he had to play the fourth because his defense sucked.
Right.
He didn't have to play the fourth because he sucked. He usually had to play the fourth. I mean, that West Virginia game.
Yeah, he had to answer every score.
Yeah. The West Virginia game, honestly, if you didn't watch it, if you turned away for like let's say they went to commercial break and you flipped to see what else was on, you came back, you missed a scoring drive.
Yes.
I mean, that's how ridiculous it was. Another ticket text.
Tua was hobbled throughout the year. Does that factor in?
Maybe.
I mean, look, if I had to bet in Vegas on who was going to win, I would bet Tua. I think he will win. And if people held on to their vote, which they should until after the conference championship games, and take Tua down a notch because Jalen Hurts came on when he got hurt and won the game, I think that would be pathetic too. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree. Hurts did things that he did not do previously.
Correct.
And that was we didn't talk much about it. I think that's one of the most heroic performances.
Brought Nick Saban to tears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Tony in Oxford's correct. He says, if anybody turns in their votes in prior to the end of a season should have their vote taken away. Applies to all sports. And he mentioned the Verlander Cy Young a few years ago.
Right.
And he's right.
I totally agree. I mean, the Heisman Trophy, there are too many votes for the Trophy. It's everybody who won the Heisman Trophy gets a vote. They give it to a ton of journalists. Some, you know, I had a vote for a while. I shouldn't have a vote.
I had a vote one year.
Yeah, you had a vote. I mean, you and I should not be voting for the Heisman Trophy.
Well, hold on a second.
Come on.
Maybe not now, but back then we paid a lot closer attention to it.
Yeah,
you had a college football show.
We didn't cover the game, though. We
Yeah, but okay, so you tell me that every writer who had a vote covered all the games? No.
They cover a lot more than we cover.
Yeah, but you probably sitting at home on your couch watch more college football than they do being at a stadium.
Kyler Murray is my pick. Oklahoma is a 500 team without him. Alabama is still undefeated without Tua. You see, that's the Jalen Hurts argument.
Right.
You know, I mean, the fact that he won a quarterback duel with a guy who had already won the national championship.
The reason I chose Kyler Murray is because of the versatility, the running
absolutely.
Aspect of it too.
No, he's, I mean, I do think this is it's a wealth of great quarterbacks, and any of the three wins, I would be completely satisfied.
They should move the vote until after the Oklahoma-Alabama game. Honestly, it should be a playoff for the Heisman.
Well, they should do all these awards after the bowl games anyway, but they don't.
No, because then theoretically, if you're the best player on a lousy team, I mean, that's where they do all the league awards with.
Isn't it whoever wins it, if it's Murray or Tua, that's a bad thing for the team?
Just ask Desmond Howard.
Baker last year, he lost.
Yeah, but he played a damn good game, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Einstein's part two. If Tua played in the fourth, they would most likely be running the ball with the lead, trying to kill the clock. What? Is that from the same Einstein guy or is that a different Einstein guy?
Probably the same one. But I don't know.
Einstein should get his own show.
I understand what the guy's trying to say. Yes. I just disagree. I think playing in the fourth quarter would have helped Tua, you know, pad his numbers. And he already had great numbers. How many times did Tua have the easy, wide-open 60, 70, 80-yard touchdown throw? Haskins or Murray? Haskins is the best thrower, as much as that hurts to say. I believe that Haskins is the best thrower as well, but that's not what the award is.
It's
the best all-around player.
Somebody says, it's sad we always have to choose a quarterback. I don't like any of the three for Heisman. I like Rondale Moore from Purdue.
He's a fantastic player.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time a Heisman Trophy winner was given to a 6-6 football team, however.
No.
I think you're wrong about Murray. Oklahoma would still win a lot of games without Murray. They had a great offensive line, great skill players, and the league plays no defense. Haskins' line was not very good this year, and their running game was not good most of the year. Tua is a distant third in my book, and he capitalizes distant.
He makes a good point on Oklahoma's offensive line and their skill position players. But conversely, Matt in a truck, Haskins has a 132 passer rating and a clean pocket, but pressure him and that number plummets to 60 points to a very mediocre 72.
Matt, if you're correct on that stat, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Matt could be making up stats.
We don't know.
But I'm not accusing him of such. But my guess, if we could compare those stats, is that is probably true of most passers. Clean pocket, high rating, tight pocket, lesser rating. And the great benefit that all these players have is they play for great programs who recruit great offensive linemen who tend to protect the quarterback a hell of a lot more than average teams do.
True. Now, this is an interesting text. Dwayne Haskins does not deserve the Heisman Trophy. He hasn't matured enough yet. He's only a sophomore. Look at Johnny Manziel. Give him another year and see if he deserves it or not. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in a Heisman Trophy debate. Are you an ageist?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson was a freshman, right?
Well, how about this? How about you give it to him? Well, Johnny Manziel was a freshman. I mean, he was a redshirt.
Right.
Yeah. How about you give it to him on a trial basis? And if he matures next year, either in the NFL or at Ohio State, he can keep it. But if he doesn't, if he takes a step back and ends up in the CFL, then you take it away from him. Fair?
Very totally fair.
Yes. All right, Heather's got news coming up next. Don't forget, be listening for a chance.
Or if he's accused of murdering his ex-wife.
Then you take it away. And a waiter. Yeah. Jamie and Stoney 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.